Good morning. Welcome into Potomac Highlands today. I'm your host, Amanda Mangan, and heroin has become a huge problem in our community, and the number of overdoses has gone up exponentially. And I have Cumberland Police Chief Charles Hennett on the line with me. Thanks so much. So talk about this problem. How has it become such a huge issue for our area?
Hey, Amanda, in July of last year, we began to notice an increase in the number of suspected heroin and overdoses in Allegheny County. Through the assistance of the State Medical Examiner's Office and the Maryland State Police Crime Lab, we were able to link the overdoses to the drug fentanyl. The Drug Enforcement Administration tells us that fentanyl that's used to lace heroin we are seeing in Allegheny County presently is not a regulated drug. In fact, it's being produced in mass quantities in clandestine labs in Mexico and overseas. Selling price for a kilo, or 2.2 pounds, is $2,500. Now, to put this in perspective, heroin sells for $85,000 a kilo. Pure fentanyl is 40 to 50 times stronger than street-level heroin, and it takes only a few granules, the size of salt granules, to cause death. By December of last year, we were realizing the overwhelming scope of this problem, seeing 22 heroin overdoses in Allegheny County in just 1 month, three of which fatal. In the preceding 11 months of last year, there were 8 opiate overdoses, only 2 of which were fatal. But between December and today, in less than 7 months, 152 overdoses of opiate drugs have occurred in Allegheny County. 23 have been fatal dosages.
What are some of the statistics on these overdoses, the age ranges?
Actually, the largest group, nearly one half of all the overdoses, occur in individuals between the ages of 21 and 30. The majority, about two-thirds, are male. We also have seen 9 age 50 or above, and we've seen 4 overdoses, people under the age of 20.
How do you get a handle on something this seemingly enormous?
It is an enormous problem, and it has to be a partnership. It has to be education, has to be prevention, obviously enforcement. That's what we're doing now. We're trying to get the word out. Heroin is historically taking people's lives simply because of the purity of the heroin. But when it's laced with fentanyl, which is unregulated and has the strength that I described earlier, people aren't realizing what they're taking, and they're quickly overdosing. Unfortunately, 23 cases this year, they become fatal overdoses.
And how's that for your officers? That's got to be a lot to be dealing with and handling, not just the overdoses, but the crimes that are related to this issue too, right?
We've seen an increase in most all crime in Allegheny County and in Cumberland. And the majority we're seeing it in is your property crimes, thefts, robberies, types of crimes that people steal to support their habit. If you have a $100 habit of heroin a day, you have to have a pretty gainfully employed position within the community to support a habit that amount. Most people don't, so they turn to theft. Frequently, they'll steal from family members first, steal from their employer. Then they start breaking into homes, pawning property that's stolen. And some people turn to strong-armed and armed robbery to support this habit. It's a huge addiction.
So what all can you do as a department, as law enforcement, to work against this?
We've done a couple things. Our officers, Cumberland Police Department, our allied agencies as well, we're all trained in the administration of naloxone, which blocks the effect of heroin. The health department trained all of the officers, so we began training last July. In the last 6 months of 2015, Cumberland Police Department administered 9 dosages of naloxone to heroin overdose victims. Since January 1st, less than 6 months, we've administered 26 dosages. The fire department's up over 50 dosages. So the first response, getting there quickly, which we typically do, makes a difference often between life and death. Now, unfortunately, with the overdoses, when we look back at our statistics of the 152 this year, 28 have reported being overdosing twice. Another one has overdosed three times, another four times, and one individual has overdosed six times. Law enforcement, first responders were involved in a six-month period.
So what's the next step?
That's what we're doing now. Obviously, the education, getting the word out there, educating the public. For the preventative, we're working with allied agencies, obviously, to address this. It's not an exclusive problem to Allegheny County. It's all over the state of Maryland. It's all over nation. It's all over the country nationwide. One thing the Cumberland Police Department has done in the last week, we've applied for a Governor's Office of Crime Control and Prevention grant for a heroin coordinator. It's a position the governor supported in addressing this heroin epidemic across the state. The position will be similar to our Safe Streets coordinator, who will be responsible to coordinate our local efforts with those of other counties in Maryland to collectively address the issue and share strategies. Give us the opportunity to focus on this problem, because the heroin problem is causing this problem with other crime as well in the area.
So what do you think are some of the biggest misconceptions that people in the community have about this issue?
I think the biggest misconception the public has is they're uneducated on just how dangerous this drug is. It's unfortunate people that use this drug, they get this rush, they get this high, and they continually chase that high and they never reach it again. And unfortunately, with fentanyl laced in this heroin, it is extremely toxic, it's unregulated, and one dosage compared to another can be entirely different, and the reaction can be entirely different.
And this is something at this point that we all need to work together as a community to get educated about, right?
Absolutely. Some of the most valuable information we receive comes from our citizens. They see things, they notice things in their neighborhood. Need to pick up the phone, give us a call. They can call the police department, they can call the sheriff's office, the state police, Frostburger, they can call Crime Solvers. They'll accept any information. What they see may just be that one piece of the puzzle we need to put this together and stop the flow of heroin in our community. And we need their help.
Anything else that you want to get out there for folks?
No, just certainly on behalf of the men and women of the Cumberland Police Department, certainly thank the public for their continuing support. And we will get through this together.
Definitely. Well, thank you for the time.
Thank you, Amanda, for your interest and concern.
Again, that's Cumberland Police Chief Charles Hennant, and we'll be discussing more of this heroin issue in our community over the next several days. Keep it tuned in right here to WKLP 1390. This is Potomac Highlands Today.